I'm for law and order, the way that it should be.
I put the whole hog pit out front where people can see it. I like transparency. I don't hide behind anything. For the barbecue world, to me, that's a pretty important thing. That's how I learned to do it. And, you know, if there's not a big wood pile in the back and if the guys aren't running out of food, something's not connecting. Something's not right. New York set a posse down like I ain't. Hey, this is Pat Martin of Martin's Barbecue Joint, and you're listening to Dane at WGN. Don't y'all think it's outlaw bitches done got out
of hand. 720 WGN, it's Dane Neal in the Allstate Showcase Studio here on Michigan Avenue in Chicago. And on the line with us now is a guy whose name and place is synonymous with awesome barbecue wherever he goes, either coming up to his fourth place in the Nashville area or any one of the festivals that he goes to around the country, bringing the rig and sharing amazing barbecue with fans all across the country. The one and only Pat Martin from Martin's Barbecue is on the line. Pat, welcome to WGN.
Danny, thanks for having me, man. I've been really looking forward to this.
You know, it is going to be great. But think about this. There are so many barbecue fans that look forward to seeing you. It's nice to hear that you look forward to getting out and seeing them as well.
I do. Barbecue is our one food as Americans, in my opinion. It's the one food we bring to the table globally. And it's in the past 10 or 15 years, it's grown from the American South all over the country. And it's awesome to go to these cities that are, you know, generally outside of the traditional barbecue market and seeing how rabid some of these people are about it. So it's really cool, man.
Well, Chicago's kind of signature barbecue event has been, and it's really, you know, hasn't been going on all that long, maybe about the fifth year that it's been going on, is Windy City Smokeout. People are excited that you are going to be a part of it. Not that it wasn't already a great event. We've got Smoke locally here. Myron Mixon is on hand. Salt Lick, Pappy's. So a team photo of other contemporaries that are doing it right in the barbecue world. But to have you here is an extra, you know, pleasure and honor for fans. So when it comes to Chicago and you travel, like I've talked with you, I think in New York, I've talked with you on South Beach. I've been to your place in Nashville. I talked with Kaiser here in Chicago when you guys were here for Food and Wine. But for you personally, Pat Martin, what does Chicago mean to you?
Well, Chicago is a little bit of a special place because on and off for a couple of years, I worked at the Board of Trade in the 30-year Longbond pit as a runner. So I lived up there and spent a couple summers up there and just, you know, I think it's the greatest big city in America. And I always look forward to going to Chicago.
You know, and I agree with you. It is the greatest big city in America. It is one of those, I mean, architecturally, it's awesome. It is one of the cleanest big cities in America, so it's a beautiful place to spend. The only downside that we have here is those terrible months of winter where even Chicagoans who love the city fall out of love with it and then have to wait till spring to kind of fall back in love with it. So we share a lot of the affection for Chicago as well. And it's good that you got to spend some time here as well. And the Board of Trade, now, people who love barbecue come from all walks of life, but the people, when they find out that story, that you used to work in the stock market, but now you're a barbecue pit master, are they surprised by that?
Yeah, I get most of the time people kind of have a, you know, make a crooked face. But my dad was a government bond trader, and I took off a couple of years from college and worked up there about three semesters, really. But spent a lot of time going back, made some lifelong friends up there. So I always make it to Chicago probably once or twice a year. But those were some fun times living back then. And, you know, again, I'll say it, it's the best big city in America. I've never been to a city that size that still feels like a small town.
One of the upsides that you have staying in the Nashville area is that you do have temperate weather. And you've got a really, really awesome food scene. For as much as what you do is loved around the country, looking at four places in the Nashville area, are you thinking, number one, does Nashville have enough Martin's Barbecue? Can they get more? And then the rest of the country, I mean, the rest of us need some too.
Well, I don't ever really think of it like that. I just, you know, real estate opportunities have come along here in Nashville, and I look at my restaurant. You can't franchise barbecue, in my opinion. You can, but you can't do it and be really successful. So you have to teach the skill. And we cook whole hogs. We cook West Tennessee style whole hogs, which is a little bit lesser known than what, you know, you'll always hear about the Carolinas because it's large over there. But, you know, I cook West Tennessee whole hog here in Nashville. And I've got to find places to grow for my crew. It's almost like having a bullpen, you know, at a baseball team. Eventually they want to get in the rotation. And, you know, if you want to keep good people, you've got to find places for them. So, you know, been fortunate and blessed by the good Lord to open up, about to open up our fourth here in Nashville, and hopefully it'll go well.
Yeah, I mean, and you guys do it right. When it comes to pulled pork, of course, our mutual friend Josh Rozerski was a huge fan of the pulled pork. Michael Simon talked with him as well. Absolutely second to none, and it's got to be gratifying. It's one thing to have fans that are just consumers, you know, that are just eaters and love barbecue, but when it comes to the chef side, people love what you do. How does it feel to have, like, people in your business doing what you do also love what you do?
Well, it's always great for your peers to respect you and give you credit, you know, and whether it's chefs or whether it's my initial peers in the barbecue industry, which, you know, everybody up there, we all see each other 3, 4, 10 times a year at different events. And we all love each other's food. We can't wait to eat everybody else's food besides our own. And so it's always cool and makes you feel good emotionally when you've gotten to a point that your peers recognize you, you know, and I recognize them. I mean, so it's a big love fest.
Nashville has become one of those kind of places where food scene has been getting, you know, better and better. The music scene's always been great. And now, you know, people, I think our midday host, Wendy, is down in Nashville. She was just down there for one of those vacations. I think we're going to take a family trip to Nashville. And we already went down there and we got a chance to experience Martin's in its element, right? With the whole hog and smoking happen right on site. Absolutely incredible. For those people that are listening to this and from Chicago or the Midwest want to head to Nashville for all those other reasons, but also stop at Martin's, what do they experience when they see you in the restaurant setting?
I like transparency. I don't hide behind anything. So we don't have a freezer in any of our restaurants. We don't have a microwave in any of our restaurants. We make everything from scratch, and I try to run out of food every day, which goes against the grain of pretty much any restaurant operator you would hear. But in the barbecue world, to me, that's a pretty important thing. That's how I learned to do it. And, you know, if there's not a big wood pile in the back and if the guys aren't running out of food, then something's not connecting. Something's not right. So I put the whole hog pit out front where people can see it. And we have smokers in the back, but I want them to understand, you know, there's a lot of labor and a lot of love that goes into what we're trying to do for you. And that sounds real cliche and all, but it's really the truth. So it's an experience. It's the atmosphere. It's smoky. You know, we have long lines, but that's what barbecue should be.
It is absolutely the real deal. And, of course, you do have some souvenirs and some kind of swag for people, fans, to have. I got a Martin's barbecue hat, which I swear smelled like the place for at least 2 weeks after that. And that should have added to the value. I remember letting people smell it for, like, the next week or so at different events that I was at. It was awesome.
Yeah.
So for those people lucky enough to get down to see you in Nashville and see the real deal and it happened in front of them, that is wonderful. We want to get a website for that. And then for people who are going to see you this weekend at Windy City Smokeout, exciting too. So Pat, social media wise and online, where can they find Martin's Barbecue?
On Twitter and Instagram, they can find us at Martin's BBQ, and also on Facebook, they can get Martin's Barbecue Joint.
Pat Martin's Barbecue Joint, based out of Nashville. 4 locations coming up soon. 1 location this weekend in Chicago at Windy City Smokeout. The absolute best in the business. Thanks for what you do, Pat, and thanks for being on WGN today.
Hey, man, it was an honor. I appreciate it, James. Always great talking to you.